Marco Rubio backs Trump's Gaza plan. President's plan is the only one out there. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 22, 2025. Secretary of State Marco Rubio supported President Donald Trump's plan for the United States to take over Gaza and remove the debris and explosives left by Hamas, stating that Trump's plan was the only one that's out there. During an interview with journalist Catherine Herridge, Rubio explained that the point Trump was trying to make was in questioning how you could rebuild Gaza when you have people living among the rubble, along with Hamas still operating there. Rubio's comments come as Trump previously suggested that the United States take over the Gaza Strip and create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing. What is the plan for Gaza? Herridge questioned. Well, that's a great question, Rubio answered. I mean, the president's plan is the only one that's out there right now. And, what the president's point is, how are you going to rebuild this place when you have people living among the rubble? How are you going to rebuild it as long as a group like Hamas is operating there? You can't. Rubio continued to point out that as long as Hamas was in Gaza, Israel was going to go after them, adding that Trump's view is that you have to remove people from the area so you can actually do the construction. Rubio admitted that he had spoken to leaders in Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, adding that they don't like Trump's plan. My challenge is, if you don't like the president's plan, then I think you should come up with a better plan, and I hope they do, Rubio added. I hope they come up with a plan that allows for the reconstruction of Gaza. The United States will try to help, or will help, as will others, including countries in the region that have to take ownership. Breitbart News's Joshua Klein previously reported that former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Gilad Erdan called for Gaza to be denazified and demilitarized, adding that Trump's vision must be realized. Erdan's words came after the bodies Shiri Bibas, 33, and her two children, Ariel, 5, and Kavir, 2, and Oded Lifshitz, 84, were returned after being held hostage by Hamas terrorists. Updated has been claimed the remains of Shiri Bibas returned were not actually hers.